This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, you're going to hear coming up here shortly, Jaden Daniels receiving the call from Adam Peters with Dan Quinn jumping on and with Josh Harris jumping on and how that conversation went when they called him to let him know that he was going to be the pick. I wanted to mention two things before we get to that. One is, so the thing that Ben mentioned that, you know, Adam Peters had said last night that he didn't really know because there was no reason to watch the tape on quarterbacks when he was with the 49ers during the season. So the first time he turned Jaden on was when he got here. It was actually a question that Tom Lavero asked last week at the Adam Peters, Lance Newmark press conference. And Adam Peters said, that's a really good question. The truth is, because Tom said, I want to know what you thought of him when you were watching him during the regular season and then what you thought of him once you got here. And he said, I didn't see him. There was no reason for us. We had a quarterback, not to mention they weren't going to be picking with the 49ers in a spot that was high enough. I'm calling a little bit of BS on that from this standpoint, Denton. Adam Peters, from the beginning of the season, and certainly as the season went on, was earmarked as one of the top, if not the top, general manager candidates once we got to the 2024 offseason. There was a really good chance that Adam Peters was not going to be with the 49ers, and he was going to be with a new franchise, and perhaps with a new franchise that needed a quarterback. I would think that anybody in scouting, anybody in a general manager, assistant GM position is going to be watching the Heisman Trophy candidate play football, just like they're watching, you know, quarterbacks in general and big-time players. I just have a hard time believing that he didn't see or really pay any attention to quarterbacks because of the team that he was with. Look, it's also possible that remember the story that was out there about how Ayuk reached out to Adam Peters at some point before the 2023 draft to find out for his good friend, Jaden Daniels, where he would get drafted. And at that point, the story goes, the reports are that Peters suggested he was a day three pick. Well, everybody had him as a day two or day three pick a year ago. Doesn't mean that he felt that way once he started to watch his season this year. But anyway, look, you could sense in the way he talked about this pick that it wasn't just the conventional, this was our guy right from the beginning. We heard more and some of the longest answers we've ever seen from Adam Peters, heard from Adam Peters in that press conference last night. This was their guy. This was their guy once they realized that they were going to have the number two pick, and once they realized that perhaps, you know, a guy like Caleb Williams wasn't going to be there. I think there was massive separation between Jaden Daniels and maybe McCarthy, who we, you know, learned from Adam Schefter was the other guy that they liked. For you Drake Mayers, it doesn't seem like this front office agreed that he was in the running for number two, if you believe the reporting. Doesn't mean that they're going to be right. And then the other thing, what was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, the other thing I was going to mention is this, and it's so funny because I'm just, I was looking at a text. Denton and I were talking during the break, and I said to him, what if, like in 2012, Washington took another quarterback in this draft? What if they took a Michael Pratt from Tulane? No, they probably would have to take him tonight. Maybe tonight. But what if they took Denton? What if, like, on Saturday they ended up taking, you know, a Devin Leary or what's the kid from
Michael Pratt, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, but what's the kid from Joe Milton. What if they took a quarterback in the fourth round like they did in 2012? I don't expect it this time with this group, but, you know, you just can't have enough of them if you really like them. It was different in 2012, though. It was different in that, and I've said this a million times, and it's true because Mike's not only told me off the air, but he's told me on the air. He was not against drafting RG3. RG3's tried to paint that picture in recent years. There was eventually a divide between owner and head coach, but at the beginning, Mike and Kyle said, we're in on this, but you guys just need to know a couple of things. We can't play football the traditional way with this guy early on. He's not ready for it. This is different. I think this is different. I don't think they'll end up taking another quarterback. You never know, though. You never know. All right, this was the call just prior to selecting Jaden Daniels last night. This was Adam Peters talking to Jaden Daniels. Then you'll hear Dan Quinn and Josh Harris as well.
It's Jaden, Adam Peters from the Commanders. How you doing, man? I've just been so impressed with what you've done to get yourself to where you're at right now, man. And there's so many more great things to come. But you put in all the work in the early mornings, the late nights. I just couldn't be more impressed, and I couldn't be more proud to pick you to represent our franchise. So congratulations, man.
Congrats, man. How awesome is this? I've known for a long time about the ball player, but over the last 2 months, I learned about the dude, the dedication. I think the Florida game spoke to your resilience, and that's why you're coming here, man. You're a dog competitor. We're going to kick a lot of ass together.
Congrats, man. Welcome to you and your family, to the DMV. I know we're going to make it happen together. I'm so appreciative that we're going to be doing this. And what a night, and you've earned it, and just celebrate. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Turn it in. Let's go.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
And so did we not hear in that video Jaden Daniels' responses?
No, there was nothing. Maybe he might have just not really spoken much, but no, there was nothing from Jaden Daniels.
Okay. It's funny that Quinn mentioned the Florida game. I think the game, when you went back and watched this past season, the Alabama game was one. You and I talked about how, I mean, it was a dominant performance by him before he got hurt, and game was tied at 21-21. It was played, you know, at Alabama, big game during the course of last season. But I thought it was that Missouri game. The Missouri game is the game in which he got hurt, he got knocked out briefly. They were behind in that game against one of the better defensive teams in the SEC, team that was clearly a surprise this year in the SEC. I think they were down, Denton, if you go back and look at it, I think they were down like 14, maybe 17 in that game. And he just willed them to come back. And he was not totally healthy. They banged him around in that game. I thought that was one of those games where it was like, wow. The Alabama game was a big one. The Florida game was truly spectacular. I mean, he set the NCAA record for the most combined yards by a quarterback. First ever to have 350-plus passing and 200-plus rushing in the game. He combined for 606 yards and 5 touchdowns. But if you knew anything about Florida, they were a terrible defensive team all year long as well. By the way, just to prove how bad LSU's defense was, Graham Mertz threw for 300-plus against LSU's defense. I don't know that he did that against anybody else. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I thought the Missouri and the Alabama games for me this past year, Denton, were the games where if you're now knowing that he's going to be the pick and now you're going to spend more time even looking at his games, those are the games. And the A&M game at the end of the year, because A&M was a good defensive team too, and he carved them up. But at Missouri, at Bama, two very good teams, two of the better defenses in the SEC, and he was incredible in both of those games.
He's great.
You know,
I the Florida game was awesome. The Texas A&M game was awesome. I mean, the Georgia State one was kind of whatever because it was inferior opponents, but yeah. Watching those back recently, it was more and more impressive. I can't wait. I can't wait till he's wearing our colors.
But do you remember the Georgia State game? Even Georgia State moved the ball up and down the field in the first half because it was like 14-14 or 21-21, and then they pulled away because he took the game over. But you're talking about a sub-tier college team that I think put up like 280 yards of offense in the first half against them. And they were hoping, if you recall in that game, they were hoping to get him some rest, but he was also going for the Heisman. I think that was the night. Was that the night he threw 7 touchdown passes? Or I'm trying to pull up the box score real quickly.
Georgia State, I believe, was 6 touchdown passes.
6 touchdown passes. 25 of 30, 413, 6 touchdowns. He rushed for 96 and 2 touchdowns. He had 8 total touchdowns that night. Get ready. It's going to be a show. It will be a show. All right, your calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Our phone lines are open. Your reaction to last night, Jaden Daniels, anything you want to see happen tonight in rounds 2 and 3, it's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Not all draft around here in our city. Mostly draft, but not all. Caps in action tonight. Game 3 at Cap 1 against the Rangers. They're looking to avoid going down 0-3. That puck drops at 7. You can hear that on 106.7 The Fan. Nationals lose to the Dodgers yesterday. They get swept. They're on the road today against the Marlins. That's going to be obviously in Florida. Magic beat the Cavs yesterday 121-83. Embiid goes for 50 for the 76ers as they beat the Knicks 125-114. Nuggets take a 3-0 lead over the Lakers 112-105. Of course, last night in the NFL draft, the Commanders select Jaden Daniels, number 2 overall. Second round begins tonight at 7. All your draft coverage can be heard right here on the Team 980. In fact, myself and Kevin will get the coverage kicked off at 7 p.m. And then Linnell Willingham will be on with me at 10 to midnight. And that's what's trending.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.